Welcome back to Shnai Mikra, the OU podcast series on Parshat HaShavua. This is Menachem Liptag, and in today's show we continue our study of Parshat Matot with Chamishi, the fifth Aliyah, beginning in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Nun Bet, chapter 31, verse 42. Umimachatzit b'nei Yisrael asher chatzam Moshe, min ha'anashim atzovim, from the half of the portion of b'nei Yisrael, the Moshe divided from the men who went to war. Recall from our study of the previous Aliyot, when the 12,000 men came back from the battle against Midian, victorious, they brought with them the spoils of war. They were divided now between those 12,000 who went to war, who received one half, and the remainder of the nation of Israel received another half. Yesterday's Aliyah, we found out what the people who went to war did with their half, and the percent, the 0.2% of tax that they gave to Eleazar Kohen. In today's Aliyah, we're going to see what was done with the half that B'nai Israel received, and their tax of 2% on that plunder. Pasuk Mem Gimel, Vati mechsat ha'ida min hatzon, what was the total of the half from the sheep that they received? 300,000 and 30,000, 7,500. The total amount of flock was 337,500. Ubakar 30,000, the amount of cattle that was their half was 36,000. V'chamorim 30,500. And donkeys, 30,500. The nefesh adam, human beings, that is the women who were taken captive, who were not part of the sin of Baal Peor, 16,000. Vayikach Moshe mimachatzit b'nei Yisrael et achuz echad min hachamishim. Moshe now takes from that half that b'nei Yisrael received one part of 50, which again comes out to 2%, min ha'adam u'min ha'behima, from the human beings that were taken captive and from the cattle. Vayitein otam la'levim, that tax was given to the Levites. Shomrei mishmeret mishkan Adonai, those who guarded God's mishkan, kasher tziba Adonai et Moshe, just as God had commanded Moshe to divide it and to take the appropriate taxes, Moshe did exactly as commanded. After this division was complete, now the leaders of the army turned to Moshe and want to make an extra donation. Vayikrevu el Moshe ha'pkudim, asher la'alfei ha'tzava, sari ha'alafim v'sari ha'mehilot. Now a group came closer to Moshe. These were the officers, the heads of the thousands of the army, and the heads of the hundreds, in other words, battalion commanders and company commanders. They came to Moshe with a donation. Vayamru ha'moshe, they said to Moshe as follows, avadecha nasu et rosh anshei ha'melchama asher b'yadenu, v'lo nifkad mimenu ish. Your servants, who went to battle on your behalf, led this war against the Midianim. V'lo nifkad mimenu ish, there were no casualties among our troops, and for that we are very thankful. V'nakrev et korban Adonai, we want to bring an offering to God. Ish asher matzach li zahav, anyone who found golden ornaments. Et tzadav et tzamid, for example, an anklet or a bracelet. Tabat agil v'chumaz, rings or earrings, and other types of jewelry, l'chaper anafshotenu lifnei Adonai, to atone for our souls in front of God. In other words, these officers want to show their thanks to God for the successful victory and that no one was hurt, and they're donating from the gold that they took in battle and giving it to God for the service of the Mishkan. Vayikach Moshe ve'Elazar Kohen et hazahav mitam, Moshe and Elazar the Kohen take this gold from them, kol kli maseh, all these ornaments of gold were useful vessels. The value of all this gold, which was lifted up to God, 16,750 shekel. It weighed a total of 16,750 shekel. That was given by the battalion commanders, and from the company commanders. Pasuk Nun Gimel, Anshei HaTzava Bazazu Ishlo. In addition to the gold that the officers donated, the men of the army, they all took a lot of gold in the spoils of the battle, and that they kept for themselves. In other words, not all the gold was donated to the Mishkan, only some of it. The men of the army kept a lot for themselves. Vayikach Moshe ve'Elazar Kohen et hazahav meitzari halafim v'hameyot. Moshe and Elazar accepted this offering of gold from these battalion commanders and company commanders. Vayaviu oto el ohel moed, they brought this gold to the tent of meeting. Zikaron lifnei Yisrael lifnei Adonai, in order that there would be a remembrance for Bnei Yisrael in front of God, thanking God for this victory. Zikaron lifnei Yisrael lifnei Adonai, in order that Bnei Yisrael would be remembered in front of God, and thus thanking God for their victory. This concludes chapter 31 in the story of the war against Midian and what they did with the spoils of battle. In tomorrow's Aliyah, we begin the next topic of the 2.5 tribes and how they take their inheritance on the other side of the Jordan River, as we'll discuss in Shishi, the 6th Aliyah.